This podcast is powered by
Bulacan State University Bahaghari,
Kuliglig Merchandise and Designs, Expression Beyond Limits,
Skinplay, Let the Good Skin Begin. Follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at _skinplay, and like their Facebook page at facebook.com/skinplay101.
May kwento ka bang pang madaling araw? Iputok mo na! Ito ang Midnight BJ.
Hello everyone, this is BJ Pagtalunan and I am your Midnight BJ. Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Welcome to another episode of Midnight BJ. Thank you guys for always supporting us. Let your friends and family members know about Midnight BJ para mas madami pa tayong mag-enjoy at matuto habang nakikinig ng podcast. Let's maximize our platform not just to entertain but more of maging venue siya to educate and influence others. We are available to listen on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Just search Midnight BJ. You know what guys, our today's episode is a very special one. Alam niyo kung bakit? Dahil this episode is dedicated to celebrate the Bulacan State University Bahaghari's Week of Colors 2021. Today, we will talk about being beautiful and strong. We are not just celebrating Week of Colors. Also, we are celebrating Women's Month, Transgender Day of Visibility last March. At mas nagbabaga at nakakapanabik pa ang episode na ito because we have a very special guest. For sure, magiging sobrang interactive ng episode na ito at marami tayong matututunan. Hindi ko na patatagalin pa dahil super excited na ako. Please welcome Miss Amber. Hello, Miss Amber.
Good evening, everyone. Hi, BJ.
Hello, Miss Amber. Kumusta ka na? Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, it's actually my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me and having me over. This is going to be an exciting discussion and it's something that's really close to my heart yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi. And I really hope na maraming matututunan yung ating mga listeners sa atin.
Alright. Alam ko rin na sobrang busy mong tao, pero salamat dahil nabigyan mo kami ng oras. Since first time mo dito sa ating program, batiin mo naman yung mga tagapakinig natin.
So good evening everyone to all the listeners. I hope na okay lang kayo in the middle of the pandemic. Alam kong nagiging challenging yung pandemya sa ating lahat, especially to our mental health. But always remember that you are not alone. And hopefully, sa mga discussions later, mapag-usapan din natin na hindi naman talaga kayo nag-iisa. You're not really alone in this world. And that we are here for you. So, ayun lang po.
Wow. Well, kumusta ka naman, Miss Amber? Anong palang pinagkakaabalahan mo ngayon? Saan ka namin makikita? Anong mga advocacies or mga ginagawa mo ngayon?
Well, I'm currently the Director for Policy and Campaigns at the Philippine Anti-Discrimination Alliance of Youth Leaders, or PANTAY, which is a national organization and federation basically of various university-based and community-based youth-led organizations or advocating for non-discrimination and equality on the basis of SOGIEP. At the same time, I'm also leading a campaign naman for the 10 Outstanding Boy Scouts of the Philippines Association Incorporated entitled Women of TOBSPA. Because we have already celebrated our 8th woman member of the association and we wanted to have something for Women's Month. So the program that we have right now is actually a spillover program of our Women's Month initiative. So ayun yung mga currently tinatrabaho kong advocacies ngayon. And also, I still have another one. I'm currently organizing a campaign naman for defending our national sovereignty. Given nga that China has been very aggressive in West Philippine Sea. So I'm also leading a campaign for that as well. So ayun yung mga pinagkakabalan ko ngayon.
Wow, alam at 'di ba guys? I told you, sobrang bongga ng guest natin ngayon. Kaya suportahan din natin yung mga advocacies, ano mga ginagawa niya sa buhay, guys ha. Suportahan natin yung mga yan. And also, bago tayo mag-start, I want to say thank you sa mga partners natin sa activity natin tonight. I would like to say thank you sa PANTAY, sa organization ni Miss Amber, sa Binild Hive, UP Babaylan, Advertising Guild, the Executives Publication, the Busuu Journalism Society, ALAB, Busuu Student Government, Busuu Broadcasting Association, FAST, and Nightingale Society. Thank you so much. This event would not be possible without you guys. And hindi lang ako ang may baang kwento ngayong episode na to, guys. Balita ko may prepared ding topics na si Miss Amber na pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Tama ba? Yes. Katulad ng dati, magbabasa tayo ng letters. Pero this time with a twist dahil si Miss Amber ang magbabasa. Hindi manggagaling ang letter natin sa mga tagapakinig ngayon. Ang letter ay babasahin mismo ng ating guest, the one and only, si Miss Amber. Katulad ng sabi ko kanina, we will talk about being beautiful and strong like Miss Amber. And let's know more and how she danced her way through the rainbow. Miss Amber, ready ka na bang basahin ang first letter mo?
Oh, yes. I think I'm ready to read my first letter. So, ayun.
All right, let's start. Okay, now for our first letter, it's entitled Love, right? Okay, for you, Miss Amber, bago tayo mag-start, ano ba yung love for you?
You know, I've had a very long journey about discovering love. And somehow, I found it in the wrong places. Somehow, I tried to make sense of it in the most difficult of times. Pero for me, love is something that enables a person to keep on fighting, to keep on pushing, and to keep on believing. Love brings people faith. That in having faith, we become firm and we believe in ourselves.
Pasabog ang sagot. Well, thank you so much for that answer, di ba? Parang Miss, ano lang, universe. Thank you so much, Miss Amber. Ngayon, basahin na natin at pag-usapan ang una mong sulat at alamin natin kung para kanino nga ba tong sulat na to. Let's start.
Dear 7-year-old curious Amber, it feels just like yesterday when you were strutting inside your home after watching the 2002 Miss Universe pageant. You were very curious on how it feels like to walk around in heels. So you secretly took your mom's sandals when they went out to buy something from town. You envied Oksana Fedorova's unique white gown, so you tied your oversized blanket around your chest. You wanted to feel how it's like to have a long hair, so you used your towel and pretended it was your long and smooth hair. But your curiosity had its limits. You cannot do it around your father or even your mother. You can only strut inside your house like a beauty queen taking her first walk once they are away and you are alone. But whenever you stare at yourself in the mirror, whenever you finish your walk, that is when you are happiest. And I know you love those short but meaningful moments. And I know you always look forward to the next opportunity when you can do it again. And deep inside, I knew you had more questions that you needed answers for. You have always been so inquisitive, but you were so afraid to ask about how you felt because they said it's wrong. You would always get compared to people and be told that some people are not worth looking up to. And these people are the people you can relate with. They never explained to you why it's wrong, but you just kept to yourself that you were unsatisfied. So you explored things on your own. And while exploring, you fell victim to men who would use you for their pleasure and satisfaction. You felt dirty, but you can't tell anyone because who would believe you? Besides, you believe that it is your fault for being so curious. At a young age, you felt used and abused, but you remained silent, fighting the demons on your own. If I could just hug you and reassure you that everything will be okay, if I was only strong enough to defend you, if only I knew better. I wasn't there when you needed me, but you powered through. I love you for your strength. I love you for proving them wrong. I love you for always keeping your head high. I love you for showing them that even at your lowest, you were someone to be reckoned with. But I'm sorry for telling you I love you came too late. If only I showed you more love, trust, and confidence, maybe you would have been in a better place. Maybe you could have fought for justice. Maybe you wouldn't have cried in your sleep. Maybe you wouldn't have felt so alone. But always remember that I love you. It wasn't your fault people weren't ready to give you answers to your questions. It wasn't your fault people took advantage of you while you searched for answers. It wasn't your fault that you did not understand yourself and how you felt. I love you for all of your scars. I love you now more than ever. I love you, 7-year-old Amber.
Wow, grabe!
Naiyak ako. Nakakaiyak naman yung story mo, Miss Amber. Grabe. Well, I just have some questions lang, Miss Amber. How did it feel na hiding your true self from your family?
Well, it felt uncomfortable for me. For the longest time, I hid myself to my family. I tried to deny. My father is a policeman and I am his eldest. So, he expected a lot of things from me. Bata pa lang ako, parang naipukpok na sa utak ko na I have a whole life looking forward in a track that was predetermined for me. And, you know, I didn't want that life. I didn't want the track that he planned for me. But, you know, I tried to prove na even if hindi ko gusto yung track na napili niyang yun para sa akin, I could excel. I could be better. So I pushed myself. That's why in my letter, I told myself na I wish I told you I love you. I wish I told myself that I am proud of myself before. Nakakalungkot isipin na despite everything that I have accomplished in the past, I realized when I grew older na I never felt proud of myself. I was only happy because people were happy for me. But it wasn't something that came out naturally for me. And I feel like if I gave myself more love and trust and confidence, I would have been happier with all of my accomplishments. And I would have accomplished these things knowing that I am doing them for me and not for other people.
Parang dati kasi bata ka pa, parang you're doing things na magpapasaya sa ibang tao, kaya ka na nagiging masaya. Diba? Parang ganun yung nafe-feel mo. Pero parang may mas maisasaya ka pa pala para sa sarili mo. So ito naman, what were some of the questions you asked yourself when you were young? Ano yung mga tanong mo sa sarili mo?
Yeah, I guess when I was younger, doon nga sa simula ng nung letter ko, I talked to you about how I saw Oksana Fedorova of Russia being crowned as Miss Universe 2002. And I felt that day, I told myself, when I grow up, I would be like her. I would wear dresses. I would have a long hair. I would walk in heels. And somehow, it felt so right thinking about these things. Pero yung tumatakbo sa isip ko during that time was, paano ko yung gagawin lalaki ako?
Mm-mm.
Paano ko yung gagawin kung yung expectations sa akin ay ganito, ganyan? How can I be that kind of person if my life has already been planned for me? If the people around me have so much expectations of me already? Imagine I was 7 years old when all of these expectations were put on my shoulders. So it was just so difficult, you know, trying to break free from those kinds of thinking. So I had so much questions in my head na paano ko marirealize itong mga bagay na gusto kong mangyari in the future when right now I can't even decide for myself. So I guess those were the questions that were running in my head. Mostly, how would I future knowing that today I am expected to act like a man, to dream like a man, and you know, how am I going to break free from all of these expectations that were put on my shoulder?
Alright. Ngayon naman ang tanong ko, how did you manage to go through the abuses you faced during your youth?
Well, as I've mentioned in my letter, I didn't process it freely. The truth is, up until the point that I realized that it wasn't my fault, ang tinatak ko sa is it's my fault that these things happen to you because you are like
kasalanan.
This is your fault because you were so curious. You didn't want yourself to be stopped. So parang, I didn't have someone to share these things with until I reached college. And even until college, somehow, I tend to keep on blaming myself and, you know, still trying to tell myself na, well, you did deserve it. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing now na hindi ko naman siya kasalanan, I feel bad for myself actually na I put myself on such a big yourself, even at a young age. Even when at that age, dapat people are looking out for me. Even at that age, dapat ibang tao yung may pake sa akin. But at that young age, I was taught to think for myself. And that's why I cried myself to sleep. Kasi sometimes, hindi ko maisip yung way out. I didn't feel like I knew how I'm gonna surpass all of this. So, you know, while I was writing this letter, I was also crying because I kept going back to those times na I would go home from school after being bullied. And I can't even talk about how I was bullied. I would go home after being abused. And I can't even talk about how I was abused because I felt like it's my fault and I deserved it. So I didn't really quite process it until later on in my life. And somehow it makes me feel bad na a lot of kids like me during my age are experiencing the same thing. A lot of people on my age were, you know, also victimized and felt like it was their fault. So I told myself that this has to stop, this cycle of me beating myself over and over again for things that I did not put myself into needs to stop. Kaya dun sa last part ng letter, I told myself that it's not your fault that people took advantage of you. It's not your fault that people didn't have the answers for you. Because it's true. It's not my fault. Because I was just curious. I was just asking for questions. I did not ask for abuse. I did not ask for violence. So this is something that's really resonated with me for the past few years already, which is why I also started really advocating for safe spaces and protection from gender-based violence. Because I know that there are also a lot of kids out there who experience the same things that I experienced.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Amber, grabe, umpisa pa lang na letter mo, naiyak ako. Totoo, sobrang naiyak ako. Itutuloy pa ba yung podcast na to? Nakakaiyak, pero sa totoo lang, ang daming nakaka-experience niyan. Totoo yung nangyayari, guys, ha. May mga kabataan ngayon na feeling nila sila yung may kasalanan, sinisisi nila yung sarili nila, kung bakit sila yung naabuso, kung bakit nila nararanasan yung mga ganyan. Sobrang nakakaiyak na pinagdadaanan nila yung mga ganitong klaseng mga bagay. Okay, thank you so much, Miss Amber, for sharing this story, your letter to your younger self. And let's move on naman to your next letter, Miss Amber, with the title, Pride, tama?
Yes.
Yes. And bago tayo mag-start, ano naman for you ang pride? What is pride for you?
Well, pride for me is being able to stand and being able to reflect and, you know, congratulate yourself. Parang for me, it's more of you boasting to other people. Like, kasi diba, yun yung common conception natin if it's about pride. Na parang, ma-pride ka, masyado ka mapagmataas. Pero for me, I feel like pride is more of how you try to reflect on your life, how you try to look in the meaning of life and talk about it to other people. That is pride. That is being proud of how much and how far you've come in our lives. So, ayun.
All right. So, now, Miss Amber, let's hear your second letter. Para ka itong second letter niya, tara, pakinggan na natin.
Okay. Dear Fighting Amber, do you remember when you spent your 23rd birthday almost thinking that you would finally die? Do you remember looking down at the damage you inflicted to yourself because you wanted to be free from all of the pain? Do you remember spending the days after that inside a psychiatric ward for rehabilitation? Well, look at you now, you badass. you look so much healthier compared to that skinny version of yourself. You look happier now, more confident, more beautiful. But I know that you're still fighting every day. Every single time you wake up, you fight the demons from clouding your thoughts and your perspectives. Every trigger, every memory that would suddenly pop in your head, you face them head on and defeat them every damn time. And this is why I am so proud of you. You are a fighter. When you left your rehabilitation ward, you promised yourself that you will continue fighting. You promised the people who fought with you that their tears and determination to keep you on this earth won't go to waste. And you have been doing a fine job at that. But you can't deny that some days are more challenging than other days. Sometimes you would just allow yourself to be consumed by sadness and emptiness. You just allow yourself to cry and feel pity. You can't help it. You just can't keep it in because you know that it would just overflow the harder you try to suppress it. But there is always that voice in your head telling you that you can't stop fighting now. You can't give up now. You know why? Because you're a fucking fighter. You always remind yourself that you are not a quitter. And that is why I'm just brimming with pride because you are never allowed yourself to give up without giving a fight. Even on the toughest of days, you came through. But I know you still have a long fight ahead of you. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and the days after that, you will still struggle. You will still face the same demons that you have slain yesterday and the days before that. But always remember all of the hard work that you did to reach this point. You are not alone. You have people looking out for you, wishing you nothing but the best. Now that you're in a good place, you don't have to be ashamed of your scars. Wear them with pride because they show people how badass you are. I will always be proud of the woman that you are. Always thriving, always persevering, always fighting. And until the day comes that you don't have to fight anymore, I will always be proud of you and cheering you on.
Alright, ganda naman ng letter ni Miss Amber. Oh, I just have questions. Pero bago yan, I would like to say na I'm happy to see you na you're in a better place now.
Thank you.
And Miss Amber, do you think, is it alright for other people to sometimes be consumed by their sadness?
For me, it's okay to feel. It's okay to feel sadness. It's okay to feel, you know, pity to oneself. Because these are natural emotions. These are human emotions. These emotions remind us of our vulnerabilities. And sometimes it takes courage to admit that we are vulnerable. Sometimes it takes courage to admit that we need help, that we are sad. And it's in these times that we admit our sadness. It's in these times that we feel down and low, that we find courage to rise up again. Kasi sabi nga nila, once you're at your lowest, there is just no way to go but up.
Correct.
And, you know, I have felt that multiple times. I have heard that, and I have experienced that multiple times. But I do not romanticize the feeling of sadness for others anyway. We tend to process sadness in different perspectives. Some people would be able to handle it better, but some people would really struggle at it. So I feel like we also have to remind ourselves that we need to be kind to other people because when people allow themselves to be sad, the least that they expect is people to understand them and be kind to them. So let's always be kinder to people.
Mm-hmm. So kanina naman, Miss Amber, binanggit mo, di ba, na meron kang mga demons. So, what are the deliberate steps naman you took to fight those demons, of all your demons?
Well, actually, leading up to that September 24th incident, so that was my birthday, and that is the start of my letter. reminiscing what happened on my 23rd birthday. Leading up to that, I had 2 failed attempts as well at taking away my life. And I tried to deny that I needed help. So I feel like the very first step that I took for me to fight my demons is to admit that I am in a battle, is to admit that I needed help. That was the very first step that I took.
Kailangan aminin ko sa sarili mo na kailangan na...
Yes. I admitted to myself, I admitted to my friends that I needed help, that I'm in a battle with something that I cannot see.
So, nagkaroon ka naman ng malakas na support system, no?
Yes. I'm actually very thankful for my friends, especially the people in Babaylan, the people in Pantay, the people in my home organizations in UP, because they were very supportive. They actually helped me financially to, you know, to really get myself admitted to a rehabilitation ward. Kasi parang they felt like hindi enough na we will just try to tame it. We will just try to process it on our own. They felt like I really needed professional help. So they really did everything in their capability to help me raise funds so that I could enroll myself in psychiatric ward for rehabilitation. And I guess that's how I really started to understand the demons that I am fighting. I started to understand where it all began. I started to understand why it's there and why it's still haunting me and how it's gonna affect my life in the long run unless I do something about it. It made me more definitive with my course of action, which I guess, yun nga eh, a lot of people don't want to admit to themselves that they need help. But I am a living testament, I'm a living proof that it's okay to admit that you need help. It's okay to admit that you are losing a battle, that you are fighting alone. It's admit to feel weak and to feel that you need the support of other people, because that's how we make ourselves stronger. So it has been a rough journey towards recovery for me. It wasn't a smooth sailing. Like, even after I finished my stint at the psychiatric ward for rehabilitation, there were some times after that that I still felt like I needed to do something to help myself. And these are things that are not good. So it's not a linear process. Hindi dahil tapos ka na sa rehabilitation ay it will all be rainbows and sunshine after that. No, that's not it. It's a long and winding road towards recovery. It's a long and winding road towards stability. We may not even reach stability in our lifetime. Actually, isa ito sa mga pinag-usapan namin ng psychiatrist ko. I may have to live with my demons for the rest of my life. I may have to fight them every day for the rest of my life until I finally succumb to death. But it will always be more reassuring. It will always be a more worthwhile fight if I know that there are people out there looking out for me. And that's what my support system did for me. And that's why I kept on fighting after all this year.
Thank you so much sa mga naging support system ni Ms. Amber. And ayan, we understand na sobrang hirap ng pinagdaanan mo. And you are a very great fighter dahil nagpasan mo yan. And para naman dun sa mga listeners natin na may katulad ng pinagdaanan mo noon, ano yung masasabi mo or ano yung masasuggest mo for them? Ano yung mga dapat nilang gawin? Ganyan.
Well, ayun nga eh. Do not feel ever that you are fighting this fight alone. Yan din yung sinabi ko sa sarili ko multiple times na mag-isa lang ako sa mundong to, wala talagang nakakaintindi sa akin. But I was wrong. I was wrong because there were people who understood me. They didn't feel exactly the way that I felt, but they tried to empathize with me. And you know, the greatest feeling in the world is knowing that you are not fighting your battles alone. So, ayoko lang magbigay ng mensahe dun sa mga taong nakakaramdam nung same na pinagdaanan ko in the past. But I would also want to leave a message for all other people na, you know, we can be a vessel of support. We can be a vessel of hope. And we can be a vessel of faith for these people who are struggling to fight for their lives. So the moment that we jump in and show them that we support them, that we believe in them, and we are there for them, you know, it means so much for us, for people like me who have been struggling. Ayun, do not be afraid to feel vulnerable. It is in our reality that we are vulnerable. And the moment we admit that we are vulnerable, it makes us so much stronger because that vulnerability can no longer use itself against us. That vulnerability can no longer silence us. The moment that we embrace our vulnerability becomes our strength because it will guide us to search for solutions and to seek for help. And also, do not be afraid to fail on your process and on your journey towards recovery. I have failed multiple times. I have failed back and reverted back to depression and my depressive cycle. But you know, you can always restart again and fight again. Diba? Kung ang pusa, siyam lang ang buhay tayo, hanggat buhay tayo, kailangan natin lumaban. At pwedeng-pwede tayong lumaban. There is no limit in failing and starting over again. We should not, you know, we should break that stereotype that you can only fail once in your life. We should break that stereotype na once you failed in this thing, you cannot fail in it again. Kasi that's very toxic. That's very problematic. We need to normalize the idea that you can fail again on the things that you have failed to in the past. Because that's how growth is. It's not a linear journey. It's a long and winding journey. So allow yourself, do not castigate yourself. If you are in your process or journey towards recovery, if you fail, if you relapse, do not be hard on yourself. That is part of the process. That is understanding your triggers more, understanding your demons more. That through understanding them, you will be able to fight them better in the future.
Alright. Thank you, Miss Amber. Grabe, no? Ang gandang topic ng pag-usapan sa ganitong oras. Diba? Ang dami nating napag-usapan. At for sure, yung mga listeners natin, marami ding matututunan. And now, let's move on to our last story or letter ni Miss Amber. And its title is Power. Pero Miss Amber, can you tell us what is power for you?
For me, power is the ability to influence people. Sorry, medyo polycytic siya kasi I was a polycy major before. Pero kasi power has that agenda setting, thought influencing, ganyan-ganyan. Pero for me, power really is how we influence people to inspire them to take action or just, you know, have a different perspective in life, to reconsider their perspectives, to reconsider their principles, and make them realize that there is so much more to life. Kasi feeling ko, my journey has always been about life and its lessons. I have cheated death multiple times. You already know that by now. And, you know, I felt like the reason why I'm alive is to keep on talking about these things. And that is power for me. It's, you know, having that capacity to influence people for them to be able to talk about their problems as well. Because, see, later siguro sa letter, mas lalabas siya, pero because I feel like when we use our power, we encourage people to talk about their problems more. We encourage them to act on their problems and deal with them. So I guess for me, that's power.
Alright. Ngayon naman, malalaman na natin kung para kanino ba ang third letter ni Miss Amber. Babasahin na natin siya at pag-uusapan na natin sulat ni Miss Amber with the title, Pride.
Okay. So disclaimer, I wrote this letter in Filipino. So, ito lang yung letter kong in Filipino. Pero, I'll read it na. Dear more confident Amber, alam mo, hindi ko inaasahin darating ka sa puntong ito ng buhay mo. Marami ka pa rin hinaharap sa sarili mong laban, pero hindi ka nagpatinag. Masayang-masaya akong nakikita kang pinagpapatuloy ang bagay na mahal mo, ang pagkukwento at paggamit ng boses mo. Sa pamamagitan ng mga kwento mo, natutulungan mo ang ibang lubos pang kilalanin ang mga sarili nila, labanan ang mga inner demons nila, at palayain ang mga katawan nila at ang kining muli ang kapangyarihang gulmahin ang sariling pagpapasya. Lubos kong ikinagagalak na patuloy mong ginagamit ang boses mo para sa tao. Patuloy mong kinikilingan ang mga masang api at biktima ng opresyon. At nananatili kang bukas sa mga puna at bukal na itinutuwid ang sarili mula sa mga pagkakamaling nagawa. Hindi na kita makilala mula sa batang ikaw. Patuloy mo mang binabaka ang mga sarili mong laban, hindi nawawala ang lakas na binabahagi mo sa iba. Salamat at nagiging inspirasyon ka ng mga kapwa mo kabataan na panindigan ang kanilang mga pagkakakilanlan sa sarili. Salamat at nandito ka pa rin hanggang ngayon. Wala ka mang corona ngayon, patuloy kang mamamayagpag at umuusbong. Dahil ang pananatili mo sa mundong ito ay isang patunay na sa tamang suporta at pagkalinga at sa tibay ng loob para magpatuloy, hinding-hindi tayo natitina. Humayo ka at umabante pa. Padayon.
Yes! Humayo ka at umabante pa. Padayon. Yes. Tumatak talaga sa atin. Ganon din sa mga kagaya ni Miss Amber. So, Miss Amber, since ito na yung last letter natin na pag-uusapan, ano ba yung advice mo to other Ambers like you who were kept mom as children?
Ako, I wouldn't refer to them as other Ambers kasi It would diminish the validity of their story. It would diminish the novelty of their story. Let's adjust them for who they are, you know. And yun yung goal ko, kaya ako nagkukwento. Kasi gusto ko na makita nila yung boses nila para makilala rin nila yung sarili nila. Because, you know, I never found out about myself until I came to the point of seeking my own voice and listening to my own voice and having other people listen to my voice. Doon ko higit na nakilala yung sarili ko. And I feel like doon ko nasabi na ako si Amber. I have always been looking up to people and I have always identified myself with them to the point of losing my own identity. And that's why kaya ko din discourage din every time na sinasabing ano yung masasabi mo sa ibang mga katulad mo, ibang mga Amber na katulad mo. Because I feel like I am diminishing their stories into a carbon copy of my story. They have their own stories. They have their own narratives to tell and to share. And they can inspire us. The only problem that they need to solve is how they're going to find their voice. Kaya patuloy kong gagamitin yung boses ko para ma-inspire yung iba pang kabataan na dumaan din sa pinagdaanan ko. At sana ma-inspire ko silang ikwento ang mga kwento nila para mapag-usapan pa at mabigyan ng solusyon at matulbukan natin yung mga pinagdaraan. And also, I just like them to feel na because you can relate so much to my story, alam nyo na hindi kayo nag-iisa. Yeah. Alam nyo na meron kayong pwedeng takbuhan. Kasi looking back to my 7-year-old self, I never had this figure. I never had someone talking in podcast. Well, hindi pa naman uso yung podcast noong time na yun. No? Pero I never had someone na nakikita ko sa TV na papakinggan na magsalita who talks about their struggles. Actually, generation natin, yung generation na talagang bukas pag-usapan yung mga pinagdaanan nila. And it's a very good and wonderful thing. Because the more that we talk about these things, the more that people realize that these things are more common. That these things are not just happening to one person. that these things are a problem of the system of our society that we have to address together. So natutuwa ako na binibigyan niyo ako ng oportunidad na ikwento yung kwento ko. Kasi sa pagkukwento ko ng kwento ko, na ibabahagi ko yung mga saloobin ko, at sana merong mga taong makarealize na hindi sila kasi yun ang ayokong maramdaman nila. So my mission in life actually is to make sure that people feel do not feel alone, and for people to feel that there is justice. That ito yung favorite kong parang kasabihan, that the road to justice may be long but it will always curve to justice. You know, mahaba man yung lalakbay natin, as long as we're together, kayang-kaya nating makamtan yung hustisyang pinapangarap natin. Kasi yun yung hustisyang hindi ko nakamit para sa sarili ko. So yun ang hustisyang hahanapin ko para sa ibang tao.
Alright. Thank you din, Miss Amber, sa pagtitiwala na may kwento natin yung story mo using our platform. And hopefully, sa mga susunod na episode ay marami pang mga mag-share na kanilang sariling kwento para makarelate din yung iba. Diba? At malaman nila na meron silang kasama sa mga pinagdaraanan nila at sa mga battles na pinaglalabanan nila. Right? So, ano naman mga words mo dun sa mga tao na iniisip nila na they're losing their battles or they're losing their fight against those inner demons?
Yung hindi kasi pwedeng sabihin na it will get better. Kasi yung perception nila during that time is it won't get better.
Uh-oh.
But it will always matter and mean so much to them to remind them that they are not alone, that they can always talk to us and run to us, and that no matter how hard yung pinagdaraanan nila, they can always power through. You know, we give the power to the person, we give the power to the people. Huwag nating i-claim na sa atin nag-emanate yung power para talunin nila yung inner demons nila. Ibigay natin yung power na yun sa kanila. Kaya I think it's very fitting na power yung huling tema, kasi sa hulit-huli, kailangan yung kapangyarihan hindi natin inaangkin. Yung kapangyarihan, ibinibigay natin at ikinakalat sa lahat ng tao, so that they will have the power to overcome and power. That for me is the essence of having power. Na hindi mo siya kakamtamin, hindi mo siya angkin. You inspire them, you empower them. And once you're empowered, they can fight the battle themselves. So sa mga feeling nila ay they're fighting a losing battle, always remember that after sunsets, there will always be a sunrise. After every storm, there will always be a rainbow. Huwag niyong kakalimutan, hindi kayo nag-iisa. At huwag niyong kakalimutan na palagi-palagi merong tulong na palagi na pwedeng-pwedeng lapitan. Especially now that we have a law, a legislation that tackles about mental health and that addresses mental health concerns. Huwag niyong kakalimutan na merong mga taong handang-handang makinig sa inyo at samahan kayo sa laban.
Mm-mm. So for those na feeling nila, di ba, they're losing their battles. Ikaw, ito naman, ano naman yung words mo or message mo para naman dun sa mga tao na nakapaligid? Sa tingin nila, pag dun sa mga tao nakapaligid na, nafe-feel nila na parang may pinagdadaanan na yung tao na yun, parang ganun.
Yeah. Well, my message is, it doesn't cost us any peso to be kind. It doesn't cost us anything to check up on our friends, especially our friends.
Uh-oh.
We are their friends. We are their support system for a reason. And that is something that I have proven firsthand, that our friends are our friends for a reason. So to all of those people who are listening there, who have friends who they know are suffering, or kahit hindi nyo alam kung nagsasuffer sila, kasi we can never say, we can never tell that someone is suffering unless they admit it to us na nagsasuffer sila. Let's always be kind and let's always check up on our friends. Let's always have that sense of family na hindi lang tayo basta-basta magkakaibigan, pamilya tayo. At bilang isang pamilya, kailangan kaharapin natin yung mga pagsubok na magkakasama. At hindi natin malaman yung mga pagsubok na kinakaharap ng bawat isa kung hindi natin sila kukumustahin. So always, 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 especially now that we are all in lockdown and we are all, you know, confined in our own homes, let's always check on our friends. Kasi, you know, ang sabi ng mga kaibigan ko sa akin, kung hindi ka namin natulungan, we would regret it for the rest of our lives. And I don't want other people to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Ayokong pagsisihan nyo na hindi nyo in-extend enough yung tulong nyo sa mga kaibigan nyo. Hindi nyo pinakinggan enough yung mga kaibigan nyo. Feeling ko yun yung pinakatumatak sa akin na sinabi ng mga kaibigan ko na something that we could all learn from. Let's always check up on our friends. Let's always try to listen to them. And let's always, always be empathic and kind.
Yan. Kaya kayo guys, yung mga listeners natin dyan, check up on your friends now. Makita natin sila, masaya sila, nakangiti sila, pero hindi naman natin alam kung ano talaga yung nararamdaman nila. So, tanungin natin sila, kumusta ka na? Wala namang mawawala sa atin, kagaya nga sinabi ni Miss Amber. Wala namang mawawala sa atin kung tatanungin natin sila or kumustahin natin sila. Walang bayad yun, guys. So, yun. Let's be kind. And, Miss Amber, bago natin tapusin yung episode na ito, meron ka bang message sa mga ano natin, brothers and sisters natin dyan who are members ng LGBTQIA+?
Yeah. Well, I guess yung hindi natin masyadong napag-usapan is the fact that I am a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the difficulties that I face in life is rooted in the fact that I am a trans woman. Yung bullying sa akin nung bata ako, yung harassment na naranasan ko, yung depression na pinagdaanan ko, it's all tied up to me being a trans woman. Some members of the LGBT community may not feel the same way, you know. And again, that's totally valid kasi iba-iba naman tayo ng journey sa ating buhay. Iba-iba naman tayo ng pinagdaraanan sa ating mga buhay. But as a member of the LGBTQ+ community and as a trans woman, my message to my LGBT siblings is simple. You know, there is so much division in the world. There is so much hatred in the world. The worst thing that we can do is to contribute to that hatred and to that division. Let us unite amongst our community. Let us unite amongst ourselves to fight the bigger battles out there, to fight for the rights of our fellow LGBT people. Kasi hindi naman tayo magiging malaya kung tayo lang yung malaya. Magiging malaya lang tayo kung lahat tayo malaya. So, let's not sow division anymore. Let's not try to find for reasons to fight amongst ourselves. Instead, let's try to unite ourselves and fight for the things that really matter to us and fight for things that are important for us because our victory is the victory of the entire humanity.
Alright, thank you so much for that, Miss Amber. Alam mo, Miss Amber, sobrang dami naming natutunan. Sobrang thankful ako for having you here, Miss Amber. And alam mo, sobrang bitin. Hopefully next time, invite ka ulit namin, ma-share mo pa yung iba mo pang stories. And sobrang inspiring ng story and letters mo. I'm sure kung sino man yung mga nakikinig ngayon, magiging strong and proud din sila like you.
Miss Amber, okay lang po bang ano? Si Ken po kasi and si Lorraine, member po sila ng Bulso Bahaghari. And Ken wants to ask ko a question po. Okay lang po ba?
Yes, yeah, go lang po.
Ken?
Good afternoon po. Ay, good afternoon. Good evening. Sorry po, medyo sabaw na po. So, yung question ko po is, how do you deal with people invalidating trans or people in the community po?
Well, the way I deal with it is, parang, number one, it's not your decision to make. It's not your call to make na parang, this is my identity. And because it is my identity, it's not for you to make. And usually kasi there are some comparisons na parang paano daw kung trans age or trans racial. Na parang girl gender is a social construct. So because it is a social construct, hindi naman siya parang race or age na madedetermine mo talaga na yung race mo ay ganito tapos yung age mo ay ganito. It's not like that. Gender in itself is a social construct. And because it is a social construct, it allows itself, the very essence of it being a social construct allows itself to be flexible and it allows itself to be transcendent. So I feel like the way I deal with them really is to try to talk to them rationally first, try to explain to them what gender is and why being transgender is valid. And sometimes, umaabot kami sa point na pinagdedebatihan din namin yung sex assigned at birth. Pero yeah, it's a work. It's a lot of work, to be honest. And until now, I still get to answer those kinds of questions. So yun, you just really need to have patience to deal with them. And yung feeling ko pinaka-resounding message is the message of mutual respect. Na parang, you don't need to understand what I'm going through. You don't need to relate to what I am facing. But as a human being, I think I deserve the same respect that I am giving you. Because that is what being human entails. That we are all afforded the same amount of respect. Kasi kahit nga hindi mga taong hindi ka respeto, ayaw naman nating balahurain, di ba? So, it's just the idea of that mutual respect. Ayun. Tapos, again, iba-iba rin siya depending on the age range. Like, sometimes, pag parents, parang sabihin mo na lang, eh, gusto niyo po bang madiscriminate yung anak niyo kasi trans siya? Ganun. You try to change your messaging and make it more practical for them to make it more palatable. Ayun, iba-iba yung techniques actually. So there's no one successful technique. You just have to fit it depends. Number one, it's your identity gender, which is a social construct, which means it's technically flexible. And number three, we're talking about human beings here. And human beings deserve mutual respect.
Thank you po.
Bakit po sobrang kalmado niyo? Kasi po, di ba, pag yung iba po, if they hear, kasi if kilala niyo po ba si, nakalimutan ko yung po yung name niya, pero nasa TikTok po siya, trans po siya, tapos nagre-reply po siya sa mga tao na naging validate sa kanya. So, like, katulad po sa kanya, whenever she read some comments invalidating her, ganun, parang yung response, tsaka yung response ng iba, parang galit agad sila, parang triggered agad sila, ganun. Bakit po ang kalmado niyo pag sumasagot mo sa mga ganong questions?
To be perfectly honest, hindi ako palaging kalmado. And it's something that I'm trying to unlearn. Honestly, it's a process for me. Pero yun kasi yung gusto kong i-share na learning, na sometimes being agitated, so much agitated, is also counterintuitive to what we want to achieve as our goals. Sometimes magnanimity goes a long way. Pero, of course, meron talagang several occasions na hindi ko mapigilan din yung sarili ko kahit gusto kong, you know, gusto kong makipag-dialogue ng maayos sa taong ko na umaabot talaga sa point na kailangan ko siya anjahin. Kasi binibwisit na ako. So, yun, hindi ako magmamalinis. Okay, hindi ako magmamalinis. I'm not always calm. I generally give out calm advices. Calm pieces of advice kasi it's when I get the thing. And pag nagko-comment ako, pag nag-reply ako sa mga comments, I usually harapan ka ng nilabastos, pag harap-harapan ka ng binibira. You just really can't help it sometimes. And again, that's a totally valid emotion. That's a totally valid thing. Na, ansyahin mo rin sila pabalik. Parang, tangina mo, bakit mo ginagawa? No, I'm not. It's a totally valid experience. So, do not feel bad if you do become agitated because it's natural, it's normal, and it's okay. Hindi dahil advocates tayo ay pagpapasensyahan na natin sila forever. Diba? Syempre, may limit din naman tayo bilang mga tao, din naman tayo. And may validity rin naman yung feelings natin. So, hindi dahil advocates tayo ay kailangan magnanimous na tayo all the way. Na parang invalid na, na nasasaktan ako, na na-hurt ako, na na-offend ako. Hindi yun ganun. As advocates, we're also free to express our feelings. But after that, we also need to process, why did I feel that way? Why did I feel like I needed to explode? Kasi that is the only way we can make ourselves better. So yun, ganun din yung ginagawa ko. Nag-reflect din ako after, parang tama ba na binira ko siya? Kung feeling ko naman tama lang, edi okay, makakatulog ako ng mahimbing.
Okay, but thank you po. Larine, may question ka ba?
Wala naman. Sobrang na-appreciate ko lang yung pag-accept ni Miss Amber ng invitation natin today. So, thank you po. Thank you ng madami.
Yes.
Gaya nga nasasabi ko, every platform that I am afforded, I will take advantage of it kasi it's something that we need to maximize. It's something wherein I can really talk about things that for me matter. Of course, hindi ko naman agawan ng platform ng ibang tao. Pero once that it's offered, di ba, why not take it? Kasi it's one platform bigger for you to talk about the things that are important to you and, you know, things that you think you need, there needs to be some form of action.
Thank you po.
Thank you, Ms. Amber. Well, kayo ba, guys? Meron pa ba kayong mga questions?
Hello po.
Kayo, guys, na mga tagapakinig natin, sana marami kayo natutunan ngayong episode na ito. Again, I am BJ Pagtalunan.
And I am Amber Tiban.
And this is Midnight BJ. See you sa next episodes. Bye! Please follow us in our Facebook page, facebook.com/BJsaMidnight. Pwede nyo rin kaming follow sa Twitter at sa Instagram account. Sa handles na @BJsaMidnight. See you sa next episode. Bye!